Why? Here's why.
Hello, world of the internet. My name is Simon Miller. Let's address the elephant in the room straight away. Yes, I'm sat here on a vest on a day that doesn't really need a vest. Also, it looks like I have a spray tan. And I'm going to let you in on a secret. It's because I went and got a spray tan. It's nice and simple. Not the wrestling podcast, but I'll let you into the secrets. Before I have wrestling matches, I get a spray tan. That's it. That's the news. Sometimes people go, Miller, you know you have a spray tan. I do. It looks better. When you're on Defiant Wrestling shows, having a tan just looks better. That's just the truth. So I'm sat here right now doing a podcast in a vest. Pretty hot with these damn lights under me, which is not the best idea when you had a spray tan. But I've addressed it now, and we can move on from there. So we didn't have a Why with Simon Miller last week because of life. If you're a patron, cheap plug, patreon.com/Simon316. That's how I support all of my personal projects. Even if you can throw a dollar in there, go check it out. There's a bunch of tiers. You can get a postcard, a t-shirt. You can come on a podcast. You can get a personalized message from me or a personalized video, whatever you want. But even if you just throw a dollar in there, it helps me do this stuff. That's how all my personal stuff is launched. If not, please do support just me in general on YouTube. Give me a subscribe, like the video, share the video. And there's a couple of Twitter links at SimonMeller316 on Twitter and Instagram. Yes, we didn't do one last week. Again, as I was saying, patrons know I always keep people up to date with the video content and the schedules. Such is life. We go on from there. And now we're back. If you've never watched the podcast, or maybe you're listening, because you can listen to this podcast as well. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. Podbean is everywhere. Anyway, you listen to our podcast, you can listen to this. And it's basically, we have the wrestling podcast. I'm just doing cheap plugs by accident. But we have the wrestling podcast, Simon's Pro Wrestling Show. But I wanted a platform. It's a weird thing to introduce in episode 4, but some people are still new. I wanted a platform where I could just talk about gibberish and nonsense and topical events, which is what we're going to do today. If you are on YouTube as well, you can ask questions. Anyone that uses the super chat, that little dollar sign at the bottom of the chat, you will get your comment or question read out regardless what it is. Even if I don't want to answer it or don't like it, I'll still read it out and then I'll give you a look and we'll go on from there. We're going to talk about loads of stuff today, but I want to start talking off about Aladdin. Aladdin 2019 is out in the cinemas right now. There was a lot of controversy building up to it because basically what happened is this. People love Aladdin. When they were kids, right? Loved it. Loved Robin Williams. Heard all the stories about how Robin Williams improvised most of it and the animators built around Robin Williams aside from vice versa. I don't actually know how an animated film is made. But I guess that was different. Shout out to Tom Talks Rubbish in the super chat. Hand on the heart as always. He said, I love the Aladdin film. Will Smith was the highlight. Exactly, Tom Talks Rubbish. Your username's not helping us right now. I agree with you. But I'm an idiot and you're called Tom Talks Rubbish. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll get there. I agree. Yeah, and I get it. Childhood memories, when they're brought back in 2019, are difficult. Oh, I meant to say as well, the reason we're doing this super early on YouTube, usually wouldn't be doing this early, but I got to go somewhere later. Again, it all ties into the Patreon thing, so I just wanted to get out there, get it done. Let's move on. As soon as people knew that it was Will Smith, because the thing is, if you would cast anybody different in that role that wasn't Will Smith, I don't think there would have been as much backlash. I think the backlash came from the fact that we know who Will Smith is. Like, sometimes people get so famous and they get so big that you can only see them, you know, as that person. That's just a fact. Like, that's why people don't want to get typecast. That's why when it comes to superhero movies, people are like, oh, I can't play that character for ages because, you know, how will I ever be able to cast anything else? People just look at me and go, oh, it's Batman or it's Superman, which is not a problem for the record. Surely one of the greatest jobs ever is to be cast as Batman. What's your job, Batman? Well, not really. No, it is. I'm Batman. And when kids see me, they think I'm Batman. Just do that for life. What other movie are you going to get that's going to appease you? But if they had gone out and got a nobody, I think nobody would have had a problem, but we didn't. And what we did is we went out and we got Will Smith, which makes sense because kind of you needed a big star name in there to get more people talking and get a bigger attraction. Even though it's Aladdin, I imagine, and it's Disney, they probably could have worked it. I mean, Dumbo didn't really have any big names. It had, what's his face? The Irish guy, who I can't remember the name of now. Anyway, it had him in it. But yeah, that's where I think the issues came from. Everybody was like, Will Smith can't be the genie. Will Smith is the Fresh Prince, or Will Smith is the, well, he's just an actor. He's never really been, he's the Man in Black, I guess you could say. What else? He doesn't really do many sequels, Will Smith, does he? He probably has, and I've forgotten. Anyway, you take my point. So people get up in arms about it. They see a weird blue version in the trailers. And they're all like, what the flip is that? And yeah, it did look weird. I did a reaction video on this channel and I burst out laughing because it looked hilarious. But then you kind of think, well, what were you expecting? If you cast Will Smith as a genie, that's what he's going to look like. Because unless he's just, and many times throughout the film, he is just Will Smith chilling out, playing Nintendo. But what else were you expecting from a Disney movie with a genie played by Will Smith? That's all you're going to get. You can't get anything else because there's literally nothing else you could have done. So people go in there and they're all worried about it and they think they're going to ruin Aladdin. Well, they've already ruined Aladdin, depending on how you look at it, because if you make anything from somebody's childhood and people are just going to watch it and they're going to go, meh, it's not as good as the first one. And if you're going into it with that kind of frame of mind, then yeah, it's going to suck because it's not the first one, right? It's a live action remake. Shout out to Tom Talks Rubbish in the super chat again. Has Daniel Radcliffe been typecast as Harry Potter? Yeah, he has, I'd say. I'd say a lot of people see Daniel Radcliffe, and if they don't know his name, they go, oh, it's the Harry Potter guy. And look, I don't know if that... I don't really follow Daniel Radcliffe's career, I'm not going to lie. Make me a bit of a stalker, but I don't. Two things, actually. One, I bet a lot of people go, oh, we can't cast the Harry Potter guy. But also, I remember when AEW, don't want to tie and rest him, I'm going to. When AEW were doing their promotional stuff for the fact they were going to be on TNT, there was a picture with them hugging Daniel Radcliffe, who I assume has some program on TNT as well. And the tweet said, the AEW guys with Harry Potter. Typecast. Typecast. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with typecasting, but I'm just saying. That was the worry that people had with Will Smith. They're just going to see Will Smith playing a genie. But I went and I thought, you know what? I think it's quite an enjoyable movie. It is just Aladdin, but now people are real and they weren't drawn on a bit of paper and then put into a computer because that's how animated films work. And when all was said and done, I don't know what else you could possibly be expecting. It is literally, well, not literally, but they couldn't have copied and pasted it more. Like there's some different lines and Jasmine is a far better character this time around because as we remember, years ago, Disney princesses were all damsels in distresses and had no dimension or depth to their personality whatsoever. But we're moving away from that, which is good. But yeah, it's just the same movie, but it's live. And now you get loads of people saying, oh, well, I would have liked Aladdin if it wasn't for Will Smith. What are you talking about? He's just the genie, but he's being Will Smith. And Will Smith, as we all know, is quite a likable, funny chap. I've always liked him. Will Smith has never pissed me off. And I've never met the dude. But if I did, I'm sure I'd like him. I'm sure he'd go out of his way to be nice because that's the whole point, right? You want to be likable to everybody. So it just baffled me. It baffled me. I mean, I've seen some reviews saying, okay, it's a bit lackluster and it's not as good as the original and Will Smith is not a patch on Robin Williams. But who would be? Who is out there right now, unless you're going to bring back the ghost of Robin Williams, which I think is a terrible idea all round. The PR for one would be awful and you just don't want to do that. But even if you had done that, even if somehow you'd put the ghost of Robin Williams in this film, people still would have gone, it's not as good as the original. Because that's the internet. That's the internet. People sometimes just like to shout off because they can shout off. I liked him. I liked him in it. I thought the casting of everybody else was good. Hopefully it acts as a platform. Again, there may be well-known actors. I don't heard of them. But hopefully it acts as a platform for them to get bigger. And yet the real joy of it is seeing stuff like when he becomes Prince Ali. The real joy of it is seeing him become Prince Ali and he's... It's not a cartoon anymore. It's the real thing. I'm like, yeah, this is fine. I'm getting nostalgic kicks out of it. I'm enjoying myself. It's so hot in here. Am I going to have to put my fan on? I may have to put my fan on. Hang on, I'm going to put my fan on. Can I do that? Is that going to annoy everyone? I don't care. Who knew that covering your skin in... what would you even call it? It comes from a sugar cane, right? Spray tan. Who knew that covering your skin would just clog up your pores and make you hotter than the sun? I was getting really hot. I'm a hot-blooded creature anyway, in case you're interested. People like to know more about me. I say, oh, Miller, tell us some weird stuff about yourself. I have the bedroom window open 24/7. 24/7. And I mean that. I mean that, like, for real. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter if it's snowing, raining, if it's hot, if it's cold, I've got to have that window open. Otherwise, I'll die. And now I've coated my skin in this stuff. And you're under these. See, no one ever sees the studio lights. That's the secret of the video. You just think, oh, it's Miller chilling out. It's not. There's four lights here looking at me and lighting a green screen. I was just trying to think, is there any way I could make the green screen appear? I can't be bothered. I'm not going to do it. So the fan is on. Apologising to people listening on the audio version is probably really annoying, but that's better than me having to stop the podcast because I'm so hot. But yeah, if you are thinking about going to see Aladdin, I don't think you need to be worried about Will Smith. I really don't. I thought he did a decent job. It's not as good as Robin Williams' one, but nothing was going to be. Because really, that wasn't Robin Williams playing the genie. That was Robin Williams doing that thing that only Robin Williams is able to do. Obviously, that ties into the tragic stuff that happened with Robin Williams. It just felt like he couldn't switch off. And then when he got diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that, which must have been horrible, was horrible for anybody, but especially somebody like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's I'd be intrigued. If you're a kid, you're probably not a kid if you're watching this, but I don't know. If you're a kid and you've never seen the original Aladdin movie, that's the kind of take I'm more interested in. Because you'll probably find it as magical and as lovely as everybody else did when they were children. That's why I quite like Disney remaking all these live-action movies. Like, Beauty and the Beast was good. Jungle Book was really good. I really like that. I didn't see Dumbo, but I didn't really like Dumbo when I was a kid either. Dumbo is just like when people writing Disney movies went and took a load of drugs. They took a load of drugs and they were like, let's make a film about some weird elephant that can fly and we're going to make it well trippy and like he's on LSD. That's a weird movie, Dumbo. Out of all the Disney movies, that's got... I mean, I'd need a list up. But in terms of the ones that pop into my head, Dumbo doesn't feel like it's a part of any... Like Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella and Aladdin and Lion King and Little Mermaid and whatever else there is. Beauty and the Beast. They all kind of have like a running thread going through them. But Dumbo... It's just weird. And what's that bit when he actually does trip out halfway through the film? You couldn't get away with that now. There's people... I'm going to get the story up. I'm gonna talk about it. It's on the BBC website. There it is, yeah. So it's about the game Roblox. Now, I don't know much about Roblox, but I need to look into it. But it has 90 million users worldwide, and it's marketed at children. And apparently, this is crazy. Apparently, like, and this isn't the game itself. This is the problem when you have stories like this. It sounds like you're tying into the game itself. It's not. It's tying into the online community, where apparently there are some sexual activities that are pornographic. And you think, what the why is that? I get it. What's happening is, it's awful, terrible human beings using what is meant to be a kid family game to try and... Well, they're trying to... They're just awful people. You know what I'm saying? They're using the community and the internet around it to try and do their terrible, terrible things. My point being... That is 1,000 times worse, more obviously. But I think right now, if you released a kids' film where halfway through your lead elephant trips out, at least one person is going to go, what are you doing? Why is elephant tripping on drugs? it's just crazy. I don't get Dumbo. I don't get Tom Talks Rubbish in the Super Chat. I've never seen the original Aladdin. There you go, see? Tom's never seen the original Aladdin. He went to see it and he loved it. People forget that. I get that the internet means we all look at things from our own experiences because what else can we do? However, you've got to remember, it's like wrestling. I don't want to tie it too much into wrestling because we have a whole wrestling show. But it is like wrestling. Like, everybody is down on wrestling at the moment and they're crapping all over it. And you should do. There's a lot bad about it. But then you watch a kid. You see a kid watching wrestling. My mate's kid has just got into wrestling. He thinks it's the greatest thing ever. He thinks Kofi Kingston is the greatest thing he's ever seen. When Kevin Owens turned on him, that kid was devastated. Devastated. Still talking about it right now. He's terrified of all the bad guys. Terrified. Bray Wyatt terrified. I mean, that would terrify most people. But I think it's the same with Aladdin. I think people are going to go see it. And Will Smith will be their genie. And that's okay. That's all right. When did the original Aladdin come out? 92? You had 27 years of that genie. 27 years. You're allowed to give the genie to somebody else. And my point being, I think it's a good movie. I was surprised. There's so much backlash to it in the lead up, especially when they released that first trailer. Especially when they released that first trailer, everybody was absolutely livid. They were like, how, what, but who, tell me, in the chat right now, if you're on YouTube right now, tell me who you would have cast as the genie. Genuinely. You can troll me if you want, and that's fine. But genuinely let me know who you would have put in that role. Josh Brolin? No. He's Thanos now. Typecast. See, I'm tying it all back in. Brad Pitt? That will annoy people. Actually, I'd like to see Brad Pitt do it. Tom Cruise? George Clooney? It has to be somebody of note, because that role was designed to be the starring role to make sure people went and saw it because they liked Will Smith. Also, where has Will Smith been? Like, not necessarily the last couple of years. Do you remember there was a big gap? I assume he was just raising his kids, and more power to him. But isn't it weird that he got disappeared? He did those awful movies with his kid. It's terrible, but it's true. He got him and his kid into a bunch of movies that were terrible, and then he just went away. All right, some of the genie suggestions. Joe Rogan. Come on now. Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito got in there twice. Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito ain't making him a good genie. Omid Djalali, that'd be all right. Dustin Rhodes, Jack Black. Jack Black is not a bad shout, actually. Jack Black is the genie, although... No, I think that's probably a good shout. That's the best shout so far, is Jack Black. Because Jack Black probably could have made it his own. He does have a kind of zany Robin Williams thing to him. But maybe they wanted to get away from that as much as possible. I don't know. You would not cast Hugh Jackman as the genie, P. Hugh Hernandez. No, you wouldn't. Hugh Jackman? Hugh Jackman ain't playing no genie. I don't want to see The Greatest Showman, but I don't want to. I imagine it would tie too much into that. That felt very Disney. But that's a musical. Oh, man, don't even get me started on musicals. I don't understand musicals. Unless it's done by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, I don't understand musicals. Why do they just break into song? And it's never explained. Why did this break into song? Like, they're having a bad time, and they look up to the stars, and then they start singing. And it's weird, because South Park is probably one of my favorite TV shows ever, and that is essentially a musical, because Trey Parker loves musicals, hence why he also did Team America, and The Book of Mormon, which obviously is a full-blown musical. And I love all of those, but when it's like, but they're like comedy musicals. When it's meant to be a serious, someone said Kevin Hart, that is quite a good idea. Tom Talks Rubbish in the Super Chat, said Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. It's not going to happen. But yeah, somebody explain musicals to me and what I'm meant to take them. Well, what are the rules of the universe where it's okay for everybody else to... Because if you went to watch an action movie or a comedy or whatever that didn't do that and somebody burst into song, you'd be livid. If you went to that Jason Statham movie when he was hunting down the shark, what was it called? Like Big Shark or something like that. It had the most Jaws but not Jaws name ever. It was like Shark Man. If you went to see that and halfway through Jason Statham started to sing, you'd be livid. You'd be like, what? This is not what I paid my money for, which is obviously is different if you go and see a musical. But I just don't like it. I don't like it when people burst into song. And that's why I won't see The Greatest Showman. Is it as successful and as brilliant as people say it is? I'm like, I can't do it. I can't get through 2 hours of just people finding ways to segue songs together. It's not my bag, man. But people love them. Steven Spielberg right now is working on a West Side Story musical remake. The Meg. That's what it was called. The Meg. Jason Statham is brilliant. Jason Statham is absolutely brilliant. Anyway, this ties into my point about musicals, because obviously Disney's in musicals as well. And yet somehow they make it work. That's what I don't understand. This was my point coming back around to it. I don't understand how that... Because Disney films, they're humorous, but none of the sort of like laugh out loud funny, apart from The Emperor's New Groove, which is secretly the best Disney movie that nobody talks about. But yeah, when you watch a Disney movie, I think actually when you're a kid, you don't even realize that Disney movies are musicals. It just starts happening. It just starts singing, like, okay, that's just the deal. And you get a bit older. It's a bit like when you realize that Paul Bearer's name, Undertaker's manager in WWF, is Paul Bearer. You're like, oh my gosh, like P-A-L-L Bearer. Honestly, 16 years old. 16 years old when I went, oh, sugar, Paul Bearer. What a moron. It must be the cartoon thing, though, going back to music. It's just, if you draw it, I'm aight with it. But you do it live and in person, I can't handle it anymore. It's strange. The brain is a very strange thing. Shout out again to everybody in the comment in the live stream right now. Again, you want to ask any questions, please do ask your questions and I'll answer them. It can be about what we're talking about. It can be about everything. It's just meant to be a crazy chat. A lot of people in the weeks, they always ask people to send me in things to talk about. A lot of people said, oh, Miller, can you talk about Brexit? And I'm like, nah, I don't want to talk about it. It's exhausting. And I think there's enough out there for people to get into. I mean, there's the coolest thing I saw this week. Like the most interesting, we did a blog about this yesterday. I went up late because Adobe Premiere just went crazy. But do go check out when we're done here. Yeah, the coolest is not the right word. I was respect, is that the right word? I don't know. Kit Harington, basically. Kit Harington from Game of Thrones. We did a podcast about Game of Thrones a couple of weeks ago. When, you know, to come out and say that he's suffering from stress related to whatever and to go and get help for it. And to not make I'm not saying he didn't make a big song and dance about it. I mean, from a PR point of view, sometimes people do try and use that for PR reasons, which sucks, but hey, it happens. We're living in 2019. And, you know, for him to come out and admit that he was going into rehab to deal with this stuff, I just thought it was great. I didn't think it's great. I don't want Kit Harington to be in any kind of pain. But I just thought it was such an important message to throw out there. Like, I really, really, really did. I was just like, I don't think sometimes, not people here, people in general, I don't think people in general realize how much that can help. It's meant to be a funny podcast. This ain't going to be funny. What is even funny? What am I talking about? But yeah, I just, that never happened really. Like, when people checked into rehab when I was a kid, it was like, oh, unbelievable, terrible. This is the worst thing ever. Not really like that, but it had a negative stigma to it. And you still do get some of it now. Like, I didn't say this in the vlog, but I'll admit it now. It was the Daily Mail. I read the story on the Daily Mail because that's where it was linked to me from Twitter. So I clicked it. I didn't even realize it was the Daily Mail. It's not a site I frequent much. Not it makes a difference. Daily Mail numbers are ridiculous. And I read the comments because that's what I want to do, given that this, you know, I'm involved in YouTube and stuff. I was like, okay, I'll read the comments. And I was just flabbergasted. I shouldn't be flabbergasted, really. But sometimes I get lost in my own bubble world. But so many people using words like diddums. I don't know if that carries across the world. But diddums basically means, ah, poor baby. Like, big successful actor is all sad. Get a real job. And that opened up this incredible door to me. Because, like, okay, get a real job. So let's say a real job is working down the mine. That is what the stereotypical man job, working or being a lumberjack. Does that mean if I'm a lumberjack and I'm working down the mine, I'm allowed to have mental health problems? Is that how it works? Because I don't think it does. I think if I was working down the mine and I went to Barry, hey, Barry, I'm feeling a bit sad today. Barry would be like, grow up, mate. I'd be like, okay, Russ, I'm not allowed to show any kind of emotion down the mine. But then if I'm Jon Snow and I'm a really successful actor, the whole point was apparently acting's not a job. Apparently acting is just goofing around. Pretty sure it's a job, a privileged job, but a job. And then I'm also not allowed to be depressed. So when am I allowed to be depressed? Who is the one person? It's like that Chris Rock skit. Have you ever seen that Chris Rock skit, which is amazing, about when a white guy can use the N-word? And it's like this catastrophic chain of events that goes on for about 2 hours, and then Chris Rock goes, then you can use it. It's very, very funny. That's kind of like this. To what ends do we have to go until you're allowed to say, I'm a bit sad, and then someone else go, greenlit? You're allowed to be sad. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy, the world we live in. Everyone's allowed to be sad. You're allowed to be down. You're allowed to do whatever you want. You're allowed to be happy all the time. You're allowed to like WWE. That's my other new beer in my bonnet this week. AEW, I don't want to do this too much. I cross wires too much. Crossing the streams like Ghostbusters. But I don't want to... Well, my point being is that AEW has come out and it's brilliant. Everybody loves it. And now they're all like, oh, I told all these WWE lovers, suck it. It's like, what are you doing? Don't be that guy. You can still love WWE. It doesn't matter. As long as you're enjoying it, it doesn't matter what else happens. Happy birthday to Tony Brown. Now I feel like I'm on CBBCs. Probably people don't know that if you're in America. It's like a kids program where literally people would send them letters in and they'd have a birthday segment. And we've just done it. So happy birthday to Tony Brown. Tony Brown, how old is your son? Respect to you, Tony Brown. I bet you're kicking ass. But that is the least kid name I've ever heard. Tony Brown sounds like a man that's going to knock on my door and kick my ass. Who's at the door? It's Tony Brown. Ah, shit. Tony Brown kicked my ass. That's a great name. It's better than my name. It's 100% better than my name. So happy birthday to Tony Brown. Thank you very much for watching. I really appreciate it. Genuinely do. I appreciate everyone that watches. But happy birthday, Tony Brown. TB, my man. Lazy Paradox says, nobody is allowed to be depressed. You push it down until you snap and kill yourself or others. That's what society teaches me. Well, I see what you mean, but don't go, let's not push that narrative. Some people think that, but they're idiots too, so let's not go down that line. My man Mulma, I always get your name, but you got the best name ever. Send me a message saying how I pronounce your name so we can do it. Muama Blazovic, I think is right. It's the best name. Simon, it's all about the state of mind. Doesn't matter how rich you are. For example, I thought my name wasn't too cool until you said it. Now I think so too. It's all about the mindset. Absolutely, it's about the mindset. And it's about how you approach the world. We're going off on a tangent now, but screw it. Let's do it. And then Russ, I saw Russ's comment about CBBC. I'll talk to you about that in a minute. I was not the same person I am now when I was in my 20s. In my 20s, I'm only early 30s, but I found my confidence in my 30s. Like, that's, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's through all my experiences, or eventually I woke up one day and thought, you know what, I don't give a crap. But You're right. It's about how you approach life. And, you know, we've done this before. We've done a vlog about it. When I gave up drinking, I was terrified of telling people. And when I started new jobs, I just pretend that I would drink. I'd buy a beer and I'd nurse it, as they say, all night. But I didn't drink any of it because I was worried about what people would think about it. And that went on for a long, long time. I had major anxiety about that. Like, it really used to worry me, and I thought I won't be able to make friends. We're talking about super early 20s here, when you first left university and you're going out into the world. Because oddly, I was more confident about that university, which is strange. But maybe that was a testing ground, I don't know. But I got into my 30s, where I am now. Honestly, if I go out and I don't drink, someone says, "You don't drink," I laugh. Not like at them. I'm like, "Dude, are you kidding me? Like, what difference does it make to you? Drink. I don't care." And if they give me any hassle, I'll be like, "Okay, I'm gone, bye." I just don't care because I know who I am. And I think that's what it comes down to. That doesn't mean you're not going to get knocked here and there, because of course you are, like Kit Harington. I think Kit Harington's stress came from everything to do with Game of Thrones and knowing that there was a lot of expectations on it, which is why he did an interview, I would imagine now, looking back on it, beforehand, where he said, you know, basically, F you if you don't like the final season. I know how much work has been put into this. Didn't work, Kit, unfortunately. You still had a bit of people go crazy. Check out my Game of Thrones review as well. It's on the YouTube channel right now. I'm really proud of that. Loads of people said they enjoyed it too. It made me laugh. You're 100% right. It is. You find yourself in your 30s. Like, it's almost like 20 to 30 is when you're allowed to go do a bunch of crazy stuff and build up your experience. And then 30 plus, hopefully, it doesn't always work like this, but hopefully you then use that experience to become who you are. 30 to 40, you go smash it. And then 40 onwards, obviously, you're like, "Oh man, one day I'm going to die." Sorry, I couldn't help it. That's awful. I'm sorry. That's a joke. That's a really bad blue joke, or dark joke, I should say. It doesn't work like that at all. It doesn't work like that at all. But no, I agree. It's all a mindset. It's all a thing. Vidge, I'll get to you in a sec. I want to answer the thing before. Because basically, I mentioned CBBCs. I actually went for a job on CBBCs last year. Like, this thing was circulating around the internet saying, "Are you a specialist in this?" And one of them was wrestling. So I could do that. I love wrestling and I'm a wrestler. So I sent them a message, never heard back. Devastated. How good would it be if you were watching CBBCs? It's a children's program here in the UK, if you don't know. It stands for literally Children's British Broadcasting Company, or have it. It's just kids. It's BBC for kids. And I thought, how cool would it be if they were doing some kind of wrestling skit? We cut to the expert and it's me. And I never got there, which is a shame. Vidge, you had a question. Vidge says, "How much has your school experience imprinted your life today, Simon?" Hugely. Again, there's loads of vlogs I've done about this. We can always talk about it again, but you know, if you want sort of the focused version, please do go find the vlog. I got bullied in school, and I was bullied really badly. And the reason I was bullied is because I was an easy target. I moved schools a lot when I was a kid for one reason or another, which obviously means you're entering a place where you don't have a lot of friendship groups. And I'm not going to say his name, but I remember the bully's name. I could pick him out of a lineup right now. That's how much he imprinted my life. However, while I would never wish bullying on anybody, because when you're young, especially like me when I was quite a timid kid, it taught me so much. I'm a lucky one, I guess, in that sense. I was able to take it and turn it into a positive. Well, it is a positive, but that doesn't mean that the bullying itself was positive. I was just able to use it to that extent. I don't think that should be a pathway that we aim to go down, but you take my point, hopefully. But I guess because it not only strengthened my resolve, but eventually I did push back against my bully and I realized, oh, you don't have to be walked over. It's also one of the reasons I started lifting weights, and that's my favorite thing to do in the world. And it taught me that some people are just assholes. And that is quite a good lesson to learn, because I think deep down we all want people to like us, right? I think that's fair. Some people walk around going, "I don't care." But nah, I think deep down we do. I think that's a human nature thing. You could probably learn to deal with it a bit better. But, you know, so it had a massive imprint on my life. And now maybe that's why I'm not saying that gave me mental health problems, but maybe that also ties into why I like talking about mental health so much, because maybe it taught me empathy and sympathy. I don't know. I mean, it's weird because it means I've got my empathy and sympathy from my own experiences. But sometimes I do look back and kind of feel like it was an out-of-body experience. So maybe that does tie in. But of course your childhood's going to move. I mean, it goes down. We talk about racism and bigotry sometimes here. And, you know, people that are racist have racism taught it when they're a kid. If you grow up in a household and you're told this person is a bad person or this person is less than you, you're going to grow up believing it because you look up to your parents. Well, there's exceptions to that. So it all ties in, and it's It's tough, you know. Being a kid can be really, really hard. Now, you know, they say youth is wasted on the young, which I always liked as a phrase, because it's kind of true. I think everybody has a moment when they look back and they go, I wanted to grow up too fast. But that's the beauty of being young. That's what you want. But it's also a very precarious time where, really, somebody else is responsible for how you turn out as a human being. How terrifying is that? Again, if someone knocks on my door right now, happens a lot, and goes, Simon, this thing, it's all on you. I'm like, I don't want to deal with that responsibility. That sounds terrifying. And of course, that's each their own, and it's a maturity thing. But, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Shout out to Malmer again in the super chat. Simon, we got to live together someday. Hell yeah, man. Let's do it. At one point, cheap plug for my Patreon, but it's a good story. Not really. At one point on my Patreon, I was going to offer, like, lifting things, and I was like, workout sessions. I'm like, nah, it's too weird. And I canned it, and I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to change it. I like this question. I don't promote my stuff enough. Ohio Skater says, Simon, if you were to make music, what genre of music would you want to make? I do make music, my friend. I got a band. My band's called MG and the Juggernaut. You can type that into YouTube right now. I'm only ever proud of one song that we've ever done, which is Never in Secret in Dark Fight. All the other songs are good musically, but my vocals suck. Around about 2012, I think it was, I took on vocal duty. And I worked really hard at it, but I'm not a natural vocalist. I like singing, but I'm not a natural vocalist like by any chance. But yeah, you can check out my band, MG and the Juggernaut. MG and the Juggernaut. Stupidest name ever. I won't tell you what it's about, because it's an in-secret. But yeah, we make metal music. I love metal music. It's my first love. We did a podcast on that episode too. Go out and check it. David said, I'm 16 and I've been bullied since the majority of secondary school. Because of that, it made me train. Now I'm 2 months away from Royal Marine basic training. See, that's a horrible, wonderful story. I mean, hopefully, you know, the Royal Marines has spoken to you as a person, right? And it's given you that confidence that you lacked. It just sucks you had to get there by being bullied. Don't ever forget, though, that a bully is suffering with their own crap ever. It doesn't mean you have to feel sorry for them. But bullies only pick on people weaker than them because they're terrified of everybody else. It's like a hierarchy. It's a chain. Like, somebody that actually is full of confidence and happy in themselves, they don't pick on anybody else because they don't care. It's only the people that feel their backs are against the wall and, like, somebody's coming after them that they, okay, well, I'll lash out at somebody else. And they probably have a crappy home life too. But it still sucks. But, David, I'm happy that you were able to find something out the bat of it. I think that's important. Lou P, I'd like a video with Miller covering Aladdin songs. We could do that. I know Prince Ali. I know Friend Like Me. Don't know Whole New World. I don't want to. I hate that song. That's the worst part of the movie, going back to it. That is the worst part of the movie. I hate that song. I don't know why. Like, it's nicely sung. It's just like, I'd rather do a thousand other things than Whole New World. Also makes no sense. Makes no sense. I can show you a world. Let's get the lyrics up. I'm getting the lyrics up to Whole. I love this podcast. This is why I wanted to do it. I just wanted to see where it would go. Whole New World lyrics. I'm pretty sure it makes no sense. Right. I can show you the world. Straight away, that's a lie. You can't. You can't. Richard Branson tried that in his balloon and he almost died. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Not the case if you fly over China. Well high pollution in China. Well high. And New York. San Francisco too, I think. So it's not going to work. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? That's not proper grammar. That's not proper grammar. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? What does that mean? Disney won awards for their songs. I'm reading it once more. Someone tell me what that means. Tell me, princess, now when. Now when is two things that never go back to back. Now when did you let your heart move on? I can open your eyes. That's creepy, Al. Although that may actually be Jasmine singing that bit. I can open your eyes. So he's going to reach in and he's going to rip open her eyes. Probably put a matchstick in there. Take you wonder by wonder. That makes sense. Seven wonders of the world. So that's fine. Over, sideways and under on a magic carpet ride. That one I'll give you. That literally happens. That literally happens. A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no. I mean, bro, it's 2019. Everybody will tell you no. Even if you just go, I woke up today, had a great breakfast. Somebody on Twitter will go, no, you didn't. You're like, what? So that's not true. No one tell us no or where to go or say we're only dreaming. Yeah. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. Not true, because you know where you said you can show me the world. Therefore, you must have prior knowledge of the world. So you do know about it, Al. Bullshit. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you. This makes sense. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, despite the whole song being about how he's feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. He's taken drugs. He's taken drugs. He's 100% taking drugs. Soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. A whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. So he's gone back to the eyes. At one point he's saying, I'm controlling your eyes. And now he's saying, if you close, don't you dare. That's a threat. That's a threat. 100,000 things to see. Hold your breath. It gets better. So now the two rules Jasmine has, I think Alan Adden sings this bit, is don't close your eyes and don't hold your breath. This is abuse. There's no two words about it. I'm like a shooting star. Sex analogy. I've come so far, I can't go back to where I used to be. What does that mean? Keep going. A whole new world, every turn a surprise, not grammar, with new horizons to pursue, every moment red letter. I don't think that's right. I mean, I'm just reading these off Google. What's that? Red letter? Every moment red letter. Is he just sat there and someone hands him a letter? I'll chase them anywhere. Who you chase? Oh, you're chasing your... Okay, that's fair. He's chasing his new horizons. There's time to spare. There's not time to spare if you're going around the world. Let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world. That's where we'll be. So she's just in it now. Which bit does Jasmine sing? Oh, I don't know. A thrilling chase. A wondrous place for you and me. I'm getting up geniuses here. Which bit does Jasmine sing? It's really important. Jasmine sings unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freely through an endless sky. Right, so she's been drugged. She's taken drugs. Because through an endless diamond sky is like the Beatles stuff. And then they sing the last two things together. This has made Aladdin... It's actually genius has got it. Tumbling and freewheeling implies that they are doing tricks in the air, such as rolls and turns. At the beginning of the song, Jasmine is worried about the safety of the carpet, but seems to be enjoying herself now, letting her cares fade away. Yeah. Because, oh my gosh. Right. Someone is actually now explaining to me what the song is about. I know what the song is. I was just joking. I just thought it'd be funny to go through the lyrics. I love the internet. The internet is the best that you could tell me. Don't you... one more time. Where's the eye line? That's the worst one. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make a video where I change these lyrics. If you say it through gritted teeth, a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. Like, what? Jeez. Aladdin tells Jasmine, don't you dare close your eyes. Notice the dare... As whenever the subject of not closing eyes comes up, it's usually just plain don't close your eyes. This shows that Aladdin wants Jasmine to enjoy the beauty like never before. His emphasis added by the word dare. Jeez, man. I regret talking about Aladdin now. Maybe I've just ruined Aladdin. Maybe once a week I will pick a Disney song and we'll go through the lyrics. I'm going to do one more. What's another song in Aladdin? There we go. Aladdin, motion picture soundtrack. Prince Ali is just going to be... Oh, let's do it. Let's do Prince Ali. Oh, no, wait. There's another one that had loads of views. A whole new world. We'll do... That's probably the famous one. But this is just going to be like... This is like... The problem with Prince Ali is it's just like a description. If you were there, you'd be like, Genie, you don't need to tell me. I'm looking at all of this. I'm looking at every single thing. If some of your mate did that, if you were at work and he was like, oh, you're reading your computer. You're like, shut up. I got work to do. Right, let's read it anyway. Hey, clear the way in the old bazaar. Hey, you, let us through. It's a bright new star. Oh, come be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way. Here he comes. Ring bells. Bang the drums. Oh, you're going to love this guy. Prince Ali, fabulous. Ali. What does Ali Ababa mean? Is that just... Oh, it just sounds different saying to Alibaba. Okay. Genuflect, show respect. Yeah, now this isn't as fun. Now, this is literally just talking about... Yeah, doesn't work. Is there another one? And then we're just going to move on because I'm going too far with this now. they're the main ones. Friend Like Me. That's the other famous one, isn't it? Talks about Alibaba straight away. Now, again, this is just him. This is like a sell job. This is like a 5-point plan or a pyramid scheme. Anyway, that's Aladdin lyrics. I'll find more next week. Hopefully now you've all got the Aladdin lyrics in your head. And next time you hear Whole New World and you hear Don't You Dare Close Your Eyes, We're like, flip Aladdin. You got to calm down. What's the name of the monkey? Abu. Abu was always my favorite character in those things. Loved it. Loved it. Furious Cloud Mama. Good name. You definitely did not ruin it. You just gave these songs more life for me as I sing them for the 100th time with my kids. They are very good for that, Disney songs. I think we forget, again, going back to it. I think sometimes we forget that it's designed for children. And children are obviously far more easily pleased than adults because they're still in a lovely world of innocence and they're not cynical. And they'll just enjoy it. I like Marcus Wilson apparently almost got fired from laughing. I'll take that. See, that's what this podcast is all about. Just me being an absolute moron and trying to spread some love and joy into the world. It's going to be a shorter episode this week. Again, all the stuff that ties into what I've talked about. I've got to go drive somewhere in a minute. I'm just going to make sure that nothing crazy has broken. No, not really. I mean, the only thing that's happened else this week is just it's the football. Arsenal lost the Europa League, but we don't need to talk about that. Let's talk about my match on Saturday. I'll do a cheap plug for that and then we can move on. Saturday, the 1st of June. Is it the 1st? It is the 1st of June. At Defiant Wrestling. Get all the information at Defiant Wrestling. It's the last Loaded taping of the season before Defiant goes away for the summer and comes back at the end of the year. And I'm taking on Martin Kirby for the Internet Championship. Now, obviously, you can watch it on their YouTube channel in a few weeks whenever it airs. Make sure you subscribe to Defiant YouTube. And if anybody asks, let them know you came for me. Because it's wrestling and that's all really people care about. And you can go down there as well. The last few tickets are remaining. Is it North Cumbria Student University? Something like that again. But you want to come down, please do. See me take on. Imagine I win a title. I'd be so happy. Shout out to John Ross Campbell. He says, Simon, any chance of a shout out to my wife who is 1 year cancer free and shaving her hair off to raise cash for Maggie's? Gillian Campbell. Gillian Campbell is a legend. Or Gillian, I should say. Gillian Campbell is a legend. Shout out to Gillian Campbell. It's crazy when you think about that, isn't it? We all take life for granted sometimes. Don't want to be too cheesy and over the top. But I bet Gillian never saw that coming, but she took it and she smashed it. 1 year cancer-free and shaving her head back off, I would assume, after chemotherapy to raise money. Fair play, man. That kind of stuff blows my brain a little bit. Because life is a lottery and it is a dice roll. And you shouldn't think like that because you'll go crazy. But it ties into that whole live every day. And it's hard to live every day. Of course it is, for all the stuff that we've talked about. But you absolutely should. Did Defiant used to be WCPW? It did. Defiant is the new WCPW. They changed the name. Don't know why, but they did. We will, yeah, be prepared. Lion King will do next week. That's a good thing. Once a week, at the 40-minute mark, I'm going to find a Disney song and we're going to read the lyrics. So if you don't like that, I've just ruined the thing. Will I rename the Internet Championship to the Wide Championship? Probably. And I'll absolutely be a massive wrestling nerd and have it on every episode of Ups and Downs. Why wouldn't I do that? Always makes me laugh. Miller, you're such a mark. Yes. I have a wrestling podcast. I have a wrestling show. And I wrestle. I am. You're right. Next. It's not an insult. Oh, you like that fake crap? Yes. It's not fake. Really hurts. Busted my shoulder. Actually, because I'm wearing a vest, I don't know if you'll be able to see this. No, you can't see it. My chest is all bruised up from the chops I took from Bad Bones last week. John Klinger, man. That guy kicked your ass, but who won? I mean, not necessarily in stature, but in terms of the record books, who won? Simon Miller. Mama also says, favorite songs when lifting. Whatever, really. I mean, the new Slipknot track I've been listening to a lot. There's a band called Discarnate who I like. Alistair Black's theme's been on my playlist. The new Periphery album's awesome. Anything Metallica, Ice Nine Kills. There's some Travis Scott. Trivium, Joyner Lucas, Motorhead, Alter Bridge, Megadeth, Tech N9ne, Killswitch Engage. Just reading out bands now. August Burns Red, that's a good one. Perfect Circle, have some good tracks. It's good lifting too. Architects, Slipknot again, Heart of a Coward. Yeah, anything that gets me working. All right. Ohio Skates says, what do you think about Vince Russo? Put it like this, I thought that last post he put out about AEW and WWE being in bed together, stupidest thing I ever read in my life. And that's that. Kevin Harty, Simon, will you be All Elite if the offer comes? Believe me, mate, they'd be stupid not. Have your debut match and Haku in a ladder match for your hoodie. Thank goodness I got that hoodie. Everybody asked me this. Look, I'm not a fool. If a life-changing opportunity came along, of course I would accept it. I wouldn't hold your breath is all I would say. But hey, man, I've got a lot of good stuff going on. You know, I get to review wrestling shows and a lot of people watch. That's a blessing. That really is. Right, on that note, I will wrap up. I said 45 minutes. Again, I got to get in a car and I got to drive down south right now. Again, next wrestling podcast goes up tomorrow. Be here on the YouTube channel as well. I'm off over the weekend, back on Monday. But please do check out my match. If you're in Newcastle, go buy a ticket now. Again, just go to Defiant Wrestling, search that on Google. All the information is up there, and I'll see you in a couple of days. If not, again, like the video, share the video. If you're on YouTube or not on YouTube, please head along, search for Simon Miller or for youtube.com / the Miller Report Rules. Subscribe. I love a subscription. I'm close to a lamb. What the hell was my lamb work? I saw it earlier. Hang on. Where am I at? Oh, I've gone over it. Ha ha! It was 58,000 subscribers. I've gone over that. Well, look at that. That makes me happy too. And again, if you can support me on patreon.com/Simon316, even $1 helps. And if you want my wrestling merch, it's Simon. Or any merch. There's loads of merch up there now. SimonMiller.BigCartel.com. One last super chat, because I always want to make sure I get all of them, from Sean Gahorn. Is it Gearhorn? Let me know how you pronounce your last name, bro. I get it wrong all the time. It makes me an asshole. Hey, Simon. Loved the video yesterday about mental health. Bringing up John Moxley and King Harrington to cement your point was great. Keep it up. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, it was something that came to me throughout the day after I talked about John Moxley with a friend and then saw the Kit Harrington news. I was like, wow, look, they both put themselves in better positions because of job stress. And I was like, isn't that really cool? Because Kit Harrington and John Moxley have never crossed paths, probably not even in a situation like this. So I thought it was awesome. And yeah, it goes to show that everybody struggles. It's okay to struggle. It's not great that you do, but I'd rather everyone was happy. But everybody does. I do. You do. The person that tells you they don't does, because we're human beings and brains and emotion and hormones are all nuts. But yeah, if Kit Harrington can take the step, if John Moxley can take the step, so can you. Not that they're better than you, but you know, they've achieved massive success. And even though you still struggle, goes to show. And I know they're millionaires. And okay, so money isn't one thing they have to worry about. But there's still other things to worry about. The brain is very funny. It's that amazing thing where you can be on a journey to find success. You get success and instantly your brain goes, well, what now? Which is why you just got to enjoy every day. You don't know what's around the corner. My name is Simon Miller. Thank you very much for watching Why with Simon Miller. If you haven't subscribed on iTunes, please do that as well, because it makes my numbers look better. Not going to lie. And yeah, let's get to 60,000. We're only 2,000 away from 60,000 subs, which is not a great deal on YouTube. But given that I don't follow any of the YouTube rules... Because with YouTube, you're meant to pick a niche and stick with it. I just do whatever the hell I want. I think that's awesome. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Jerry Springer, nonsense up in here. I'll see you soon.